AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. People in Lebanon are celebrating a 10-day ceasefire with Israel. Israeli strikes in Lebanon have killed nearly 2,200 people as Israel battled the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Trump also says he's inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Lebanese President Joseph Aoun to the White House for the leaders' first direct talks in over 30 years. Aoun had refused to speak with Netanyahu hours earlier. The U.S. military says its forces can stop any ship tied to Iran or suspected of carrying supplies that could help its government. It's already blocking Iran's ports. Trump says the war in Iran is going swimmingly and that it should be over soon. The House is renewing a controversial surveillance program through the end of April. It rejected a Republican push to renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for 5 years. The act lets intelligence agencies collect vast amounts of communications without a warrant. Trump says he's not worried his taunting of Pope Leo XIV might offend his backers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
I have nothing against the Pope.
For days, the president's bashed the first American-born pontiff for criticizing the Iran war.
I have to do what's right.
Maintaining the war is about stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
The Pope has to understand that. This is the real world. It's a nasty world.
Speaking with reporters, the president mentioned a few times the Pope's brother is a big supporter.
He's got MAGA all over his house.
Calling him a great guy.
And I'm sure the Pope is a great guy. I haven't met him.
Meanwhile, the Vatican predicts that about 600,000 people will gather today as Pope Leo celebrates Mass in Cameroon. This is AP News. Lawyers for singer David say he didn't kill a 14-year-old girl after his arrest. A federal agency has approved a concept for President Trump's triumphal arc. AP correspondent Mike Kempin has more.
The White House says it's thrilled after a federal commission gave early approval to a design for a 250-foot arch President Trump wants to build at an entrance to the nation's capital. The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, whose members were all appointed by Trump, also okayed two other projects. It approved design concepts for the president's plan to repaint a federal office building next to the White House, and it approved a plan to build an underground facility to provide security screening for tourists and guests. The commission will review updated designs for all three projects at a future meeting before taking any final votes. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.